Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Go to the App Store if it's not on your phone. You probably already have the ESPN app, the one and only official ESPN app. We're also on ESPNU. On the app, you can click more on the lower right-hand corner. Scroll down to live radio. Take us with you. They turn off the car. It's okay. You're going inside. Go get in. You're already at work. You don't want to be late. Put us on the app. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Good morning, Key. Good morning, Jay.
What's happening? What's happening? What's happening? What's happening, player? Talk to me.
What's good, y'all?
Max like all that old slang. It's so
funny. I just like when Key gets into mode.
What's happening? Where it is?
Max cheeks went way over here. He's like one of those Joker smiles. He just, what's happening, because partner?
Because he gets real West Coast, but like the algorithms of his brain changes. Like you see it take over his brain.
No, I'm not just West Coast, but I'm East Coast, West Coast, down South. I've been all over, man.
Yeah, you have.
I'm a regional West Coast man. When you came over here wearing your board shorts and your flip flops, I'm like, you're so West Coast.
You're so West Coast.
Well, what are you supposed to wear in humidity out in the...
It was cold.
What do you want me to wear? Some cotton cut-off shorts from my sweatpants or something, Jay? Come on now. It wasn't cold. It was 60 degrees.
He wants you to wear the Debo. Look at him.
Yeah, 60 degrees feeling like it was 100. You're looking like a gang member, though, Jay, with that Debo.
I don't want to start saying any. We don't condone that kind of... Moving on, Max.
You ever see Easy Money? He's in a gang. No, it's a good boy gang.
It's a good boy gang.
He's in a good boy gang.
He got it all knotted up. What, you just getting out the pen or something, man?
All the way, man, you know.
Shannon, I'll bet you seen Easy Money.
How long did you do, Jay?
It knotted up. I keep it tight, Key.
So here's the question we asked at the end of the last segment. I think it's a good question. Is Josh Allen, like everyone's saying, Josh Allen right now is playing the best out of anyone in the league. Stephon Diggs has been out of control, too, and the two of them have been great together since Diggs got to Buffalo. Are they right now, no Devontae Adams in Green Bay, no Tyreek Hill in Kansas City, are they right now the best, and I'll phrase this carefully, okay, quarterback pass catcher, not just wide out, but pass catcher in the NFL, period, Key?
Okay, so now I'm gonna steal about 10 seconds and ask you this question. Are we talking about through the first 2 weeks, or are we talking about, like, what are we saying?
Based on how they're playing this season so far,
yes. Yeah, because Michael Thomas and Jameis Winston can't get on, you know, it's still bumpy. Carr and Devontae Adams, bumpy. Tua and Tyreek Hill had a quarter, so to speak, right? And Waddle, it's just so.
Joe Burrow got no time to get the ball to Jamar Chase and getting running for his life.
Yeah, or T. Higgins or whatever the case is. Based on them winning, based on the quarterback ratio to pass catcher, as you can see with Stephon Diggs, they're kind of the best 1-2 combination right now. Like right now, based on
Keenan Allen hurt.
Yeah, hurt. So when you start looking at it, you could go Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown, but they, you know, not the same type of numbers that these two have had. It's so funny. It's amazing to me, man, and I love the National Football League to a whole nother level. But some of these scouts and stuff, they get it so damn wrong with talent. You realize Stephon Diggs was taken in the fifth round?
Wow.
Fifth round. Like, I don't understand how you miss. What are you looking at from high school to Maryland to – I just don't understand what makes you say, well, you know, hey, he's a fifth rounder. Because fifth round picks – it's value. There's no question about it. But when you look at him, he's at a whole nother level.
Come on, man. If you're picked in the fifth round, you're not supposed to start, Key.
Huh?
If you're picked in the fifth round, you're not projected as a starter, almost on any position.
Exactamundo. That is correct. So you get a chance to get a cup of coffee. You may play some special teams. You may be able to take care of your family a little bit. Then eventually, 3 years later, you get a job.
Maybe if you're a guard, a right guard or something,
Yeah. So, but this, so Key, I think two groups that should be in the conversation. I do think that Diggs and Allen are number one. But, I mean, like Stafford and Cooper Kupp, like, okay.
Good one.
Like that's another really good one. Even though Stafford hasn't looked great thus far, understood. Get him a Cooper Kupp.
They're not the same as this, though.
Agreed.
I'll give you one.
What on this next one, though, as it relates to performance, just performance, not saying who both these players are compared to Diggs and Allen, just performance alone, Tua and Tyreek have to be in the conversation as well.
So far in terms of production.
Production and performance.
Yeah, I can't. I can't do it. Well,
according to production.
Maybe somebody else can, but I'm not giving Tua and Tyreek based on a couple plays. This is consistent.
It's not a couple of plays. I mean, yeah, but we're talking about Max qualified. We're talking about these two games thus far. You qualified.
I can't do it.
But as it relates to these two games, though, kid, look at the production of it. It speaks for itself.
I'm not looking at the numbers, Jay. I'm looking at the crispiness of what they have done from the Rams game to what we just saw Monday night.
How ridiculous it looked. Agreed.
I'm not talking about a broken down coverage and the guy throws the ball 80 yards and Tyreek run. I'm not saying. I'm looking at this. We're going to get this every single week. You're not getting two Raven defenders looking at each other every single week going, you got him, I got him. I don't know what happened.
Understood. That's why I said I thought Diggs and Allen were number one. I just like for Tua and Hill to be rewarded for what they've done thus far.
How much money did you put on the Dolphins?
Fins up,
for
baby.
Something? You must have done something.
A lot.
You either been calling them people down there and tweeting them or doing DMing them and trying to befriend them or something.
I mean, look, I was behind on the Miami Heat joint with Jimmy Butler. You know, I was behind. I picked up, so now I'm just on it.
Let me give you a couple others, okay?
Sure.
Rashad Bateman has stepped up for Baltimore. He has become – they drafted him to be a number one. I always thought of him more as a number two.
He's doing good.
Right? And Lamar is slinging that thing. But the problem, Max, for me,
and the reason when you asked me best quarterback pass catch duo in the NFL, they're 2-0.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And so if Lamar was 2-0 and they didn't falter at the end against Miami, we would be having is it Bateman and Lamar? Is it such and such? You know, but the fact that they got the 1-1, it's just like we are not having the conversation about Lamar being at the top of the Heat in terms of the MVP because he lost.
All right, so
we're
let me
not
give
talking
you two
about
others.
Justin Herbert because he lost.
So let's not talk about Herbert and Mike Williams, who in Keenan Allen's absence made some fantastic catches.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. Like, but how about this one? How about this one? And it's a tight end, but pass catcher. And Key, you put me up on that's a tight end could be a number one receiver. Number one receiver
Absolutely.
Just means who you run the offense through. Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. Kelsey's a dude that keeps the chains moving, right?
No, they're in the mix, but right now the question is best
looks a little
quarterback pass catcher duo in the NFL right now after 2 weeks.
Allen and Diggs has to be
Stephon and Diggs.
Yeah. Agreed.
I mean, Stephon and Diggs. That's the same
Stephon
guy.
Stephon and Diggs. We got
Allen and Diggs.
Stephon and Diggs.
Josh and Allen.
It has to be Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs. Josh and Allen. Same guy, huh?
Josh and Allen.
Sean, wake up. It's 9 o'clock, son.
Kirk Cousins and who am I thinking of?
No.
But they look great week one. Justin Jefferson looked great week one.
Yeah, but he got shut down by Darius Slay week two.
In game two.
Three of us today. Good Lord. But listen, it is a little different if you're Diggs and you're catching passes from Josh Allen instead of Kirk Cousins. And the reason I know this for a fact is because I heard Stephon Diggs on with a guy named Keyshawn Johnson on a show called First Take yesterday.
Depending on who's answering it.
Listen to this.
Stephon, you may have answered this question several years ago. I don't know because I never asked you the question. But I'm such a jealous individual at the receiver position when I look at some of these quarterbacks some of y'all have. And I just want to know the difference. I'm not trying to get you to start no trouble or anything, but I really want to know the difference.
Hold up now.
I just want to know the difference. Catching a ball, and you went to Pro Bowls in Minnesota with Kirk Cousins. But catching a ball from Kirk, you didn't?
Quick with that one.
Nah, no, I didn't.
But it's okay. Don't worry about it. We'll talk about it.
I thought you was a Pro Bowler because you was ripping hands off in Minnesota. But anyway, catching a ball from Kirk Cousins versus catching one from Josh Allen, what does it feel like? What's the difference?
Kirk got got a lot of touch to his ball. Like, Kurt can deliver a ball anywhere, any given time. I was always like, damn, Kurt, you can throw any kind of way. But Josh, I think Josh has a little bit of he's throwing the ball with a lot of firepower. Like, even last night, he had a ball that I say a lot of his balls, he helps me catch them. He's throwing it so hard that sometimes it sticks to my helmet or sticks to my chest. So I feel like he throwing the ball with a lot of velocity, especially in the beginning of the game and in those pivotal moments. He got a special arm talent, and everybody knows he throw the ball 80 yards any given time, 90 yards. He's a special guy, man. I'm just blessed to have him.
Yeah.
He throws it so hard. It's key. He throws. You ever have a quarterback throw it so hard that it stuck to you when it hit you?
Yeah, I know exactly what he's talking about. He's talking about the speed and the velocity and the rotation of a football getting up on you so fast. It just, you know, I played with John Elway. Vinny Testaverde had one of those arms, but I played with Elway in the Pro Bowl, and it was one. You know, those things get up on you, man. They just stick. I don't know what it is. It just stick right to you. You put them hands out the mitts. He ran a slant in the game against the Tennessee Titans down in the red zone. I think it might have been his third touchdown toward the end of the game. The safety came down. Josh Allen saw it on the RPO game. He puts it in the belly of the quarterback, and then all of a sudden, the running back, he pulls it out and he just rips it. And Stephon was still at the top of the route. He barely turned his head, and that thing went right up near the face mask. And so I was like, man, this here, if you had one of those as a receiver or quarterback like that, the rest is history. You're going to be considered one of the top dudes in this league. Because most receivers in the NFL, most, not all, but most can play football. A lot of it dictates on the quarterback that you have, the system you in, or they trying to utilize you a certain way. And with him, like I said, man, he done died and went to heaven getting Josh Allen.
You know, Akil, when hearing him describe Kirk Cousins about, like, the placement of it, the feel of it, you know, for me, for some reason, I was like, all right, the delicate touch, like the softness of the pass. But, like, I wanted to hear, like, in those big moments, too, like he felt like he wasn't willing to go there, right? Not saying that was part of the question, but it's like there's such a major difference between not only does Allen have the velocity behind his ball, but it feels like in big moments Josh Allen wants that.
He's such a success story in terms of the ideal way it happens. They locate him. They target him in the draft. They say he's a big, strong kid. We play in cold weather, bad weather. He can run it. He's athletic. He has a giant arm, but he's very raw. Let's put him in a good situation with the right coach. We bring him along. Year over year, he's getting better. Now let's bring in the receiver. He's ready. Let's bring in the receiver. Take him to the next level. It happens. Like, he is the kind of perfect success story in terms of what you dream about, Josh Allen,
but
developing a quarterback.
Give you a little bit of a nugget that I know from inside scoop. That's like a scoop that you get, Max. You know, when you know some people in the league and stuff. It was either going to be Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson at the first pick of the draft for the Cleveland Browns. Certain people wanted either one of those two. But there was other people in the room that made the decision that was the decision maker in the room by himself and made the decision. They could see that Josh Allen was at Wyoming. He was throwing the football to you, Max, at Wyoming. Somebody that just – none of his receivers are playing on Sundays, right? So you now have to forecast, if I put this guy with this guy, what will he be? It's like in any sport. It's even in certain situations in basketball, baseball, for instance. You put a guy in certain situations, you know if he's in that situation, he could succeed.
For sure. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance.
Swing and a drive, deep left field. Judge sends it way out of here into the second deck.
The greatest thing that I've seen covering baseball by a hitter.
I got to stay locked in and never really not try to think about it and do my job.
Buster Olney, ESPN MLB insider and host of Baseball Tonight podcast, here with us on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Buster, he is, as I predicted he could a month ago, right now, leading in all Triple Crown categories, Aaron Judge, after hitting his 60th last night. But Buster, he's on pace for a decuple crown, a 10 crown, because he's also leading in runs, in total bases, in on-base percentage, in slugging percentage. I won't cheat and say OPS, which is just adding them, but in OPS plus, which is adjusted for ballparks, in wins above replacement. He's leading in the 10 most important offensive categories, and he's 20 home runs ahead of anyone else, and his team's in first place. He is in the midst of potentially the greatest season ever. What do you think about this season so far?
Yeah, you stole my line. It is the greatest offensive season ever. And look, you know, I'm sure there are going to be some baseball fans who roll their eyes about that and say it's recency bias. No, it is the greatest season ever, because when you consider the context, hitting has never been more difficult. We've seen offensive numbers in decline. You know, yesterday I was talking with Mike Trout about Judge, and I asked him, how much more difficult is hitting now than compared to your first year in the major leagues, which was 2011? And he ran through how much more difficult it is because of the advent of analytics and how teams now will come up with scouting reports and attack weaknesses with more knowledge than ever before. The parade of relievers are seeing, pitchers throwing harder than ever. And yet, even with all that, Aaron Judge, since the All-Star break, is hitting .372, .506 on base percentage, .853 slugging percentage. In 54 games, he has 27 homers. 27 homers in 54 games. It's absolutely remarkable. And, oh, by the way, under as much pressure, or more pressure than I think we've ever seen any professional athlete have, certainly in baseball, it's absolutely remarkable how he's been able to do this in the second half of the season.
Buster. By the way, hey, Key, he brings up Mike Trout. Incidentally, in 106 games, he's missed a whole lot of games. Mike Trout's hitting has 36 home runs. The guy's ridiculous. But anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
Buster, the Yankees made a decision to not give Aaron Judge what he was looking for last offseason. How much are they going to have to draw down on their credit line this offseason to get it done?
Yeah, so, Key, the way the negotiations will have to play out with the Yankees, if they're going to re-sign him, is that I think they come out of the Yankee Stadium bunker with a white flag and say, we surrender, right, with a blank check. Because Judge has set himself up with this amazing bet on himself in the spring to get – you know, a contract that might be 50-60% more than what the Yankees offered. You know that there's going to be an owner with another team, and maybe that's the Giants. Maybe that's going to be the Mets. Maybe it's going to be the Cubs. Maybe it'll be the Red Sox. There'll be some owner out there who's going to be inspired by Judge and say, I'm going to put a huge number out there, and we'll see if the Yankees will match it. But here's the X factor in the whole thing. You know, we've talked about what the Yankees offer, $213.5 million over 7 years, which would have made Judge the second highest paid outfielder in the history of baseball behind Trout. But what we don't know is what Aaron Judge really wants, right? He didn't counter the Yankees offer. His
from the
didn't
Bay
come
Area,
back and say,
right?
Yeah,
like from Northern California, yeah.
Well, and we don't know, you know, is there a number he wants? Does he want to go to a certain city? We don't know that. He never countered the Yankees' offer. He never said, look, if you give me $300 million, I want to stay in New York. It might be that he wants to go to the Giants. And I'm telling you right, I was just at the Giants the last 2 weekends in Sunday Night Baseball. They are going to take a run at him. The situation reminds me so much of when Albert Pujols became a free agent. People in the industry assumed, oh, he'll go back to the Cardinals. He didn't, because Artie Moreno threw a big number out there and pried him out of St. Louis. I think that's what could happen this winter.
How upset will Yankee fans be, though, that you just allow Aaron Judge, the face of baseball, to walk out of the building and go home to San Francisco?
Well, it would be – the response would be, unlike anything we've ever seen before. Look, the Yankees, when Alex Rodriguez opted out of his contract during the 2007 World Series, you know, Brian Cashman – told the ownership, look, let him go. We'll sign somebody else. When Robinson Cano became a free agent, the front office is like, you know what, we'll be fine without him. And if, in fact, some team threw out a huge number, let's say $350 million, I don't think the Yankees will surrender. I don't think they're going to do what I suggested, throw a blank check at him. I think they probably would remain disciplined based on the fact that he's going to be 31 years old in April, and they would say, look, we made a strong offer. We felt like it was a strong offer in April. We're not going to go nutty and go way beyond that. We'll let some other team make that bet, but you're 100% right. The reaction would be extraordinary from Yankee fans because Aaron Judge has checked every box. He's done everything. He's carried this team. He's basically single-handedly prevented them from having the greatest collapse in the history of baseball.
Buster Olney, ESPN MLB insider and host of Baseball Tonight podcast, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Buster, the Yankees have won 6 of their last 10 games. Are they rounding back into form after a tough stretch after their All-Star break? Do you see it coming all together for them at the right time?
Yeah, Jay, I'm not buying that. You know, I think we have to see more from see how Anthony Rizzo is as he comes back from this issue, health issue. DJ LeMahieu, what's he going to bring? And I think the big question going into the postseason is Gerrit Cole. You know, what's he going to bring to the table? You know, is he going to be the ace that, you know, he certainly was with the Astros and the ace that he has been at times with the Yankees? But if they're going to beat the Astros or some of the American League teams and make it to the World Series, they got to have him pitch like, you know, Cy Young Gerrit Cole. They can't have him be like a number two, number three type starter like he's been in some big moments, including in the wild card game in Boston last year.
He has to be an ace, and Severino's got to come back also kind of like an ace, Buster. He was their ace, top five Cy Young finishes when he was healthy. Those two guys at the top of the rotation, if they pitch big, Yankees can win it all. Because, like, Nestor Cortez has been great, but those guys have ace stuff. It always comes down to those starting pitchers. The great Buster Olney, ladies and gentlemen, Buster, ESPN Major League Baseball insider Buster. And host of Baseball Tonight podcast.
All right,
thanks,
Buster.
Let's go, Dodgers.
Take care.
Dodgers got nothing to worry about. They're the best run franchise in baseball among all the big market franchises.
I didn't say they had anything to worry about. I just said, let's go, Dodgers.
Jones said, I don't know what you said. Jerry Jones said, Key, Dak Prescott could play as soon as week 4. But if Cooper Rush keeps not just not turning the ball over, but making positive plays,
Max,
how does that affect Dak's timetable to return?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. If you go to ESPN app, You click more on the lower right-hand corner, scroll down to live radio. We're right there. We're portable. We're now on ESPNU also. Hey, Key J, Jerry Jones says Dak Prescott could play as soon as week four.
I do know that I think after a good airing out last week, everybody recognizes that he'll be back sooner rather than later as far as the timeline. And it really could be a minimal of 2 weeks up here in my mind. Now, that's very optimistic. That is optimistic, but it could be.
I mean, here's the thing about Dak coming back. Guys, Key, the way Parsons is playing, if Cooper Rush just doesn't turn the ball over, they'll be in games. And meantime, even when he does come back, he's not the best quarterback in the NFC East anymore if this is really Jalen Hurts now, right? Like, I don't know if I would rush him back.
I want you to do me a favor, Max.
You should rush him.
and stop letting your giant fandom get in the way.
Never.
You don't want to rush him back because you're afraid. What I would say is they have a far better chance with Dak Prescott underneath the center than Cooper.
You're saying he's even better than Cooper Rush?
Yes. Will you stop?
Better than the mighty Cooper Rush?
But Max,
I understand he beat Cincinnati and Michael Parsons led the way. I get all of that. But there's nobody in their right mind would think that the Dallas Cowboys are better off with Cooper Rush than they are with a healthy Dak Prescott.
Of course not. I'm just saying you may not have to rush him back.
No, I just feel like, look, McCarthy and Kellen Moore have done a good job scheming players open, and I give Rush a lot of credit. A lot of his passes have been on time and on target. But for the most part, it felt like overall the Cowboys played with a sense of urgency. Like they recognized that their backs were against the wall. That's what that felt like to me. Now, if you combine that sense of urgency with getting Dak Prescott back sooner rather than later, then that's a team that in the NFC, Key, regardless of them missing some pieces, like that's a team that you're talking about not only contending in the NFC East with the Eagles, but in the bigger overall conference picture as well.
Yeah, no, it but you got to get your star back, man.
Of course.
You got to just, it's just, well, if he's ready to go, which he's ready to go. But what happens is because it's Jerry Jones, people feel like he's trying to rush him back or he's trying to sell the season ticket holders on something. If the guy is ready to go, he's ready to go. Okay? I'll say it again for the umpteenth time. The medical staff in Dallas is the best in the business. They're not going to allow him to step on the field based on what Jerry Jones is talking about. Jerry Jones is getting the information from the medical staff. The medical staff gives it to Jerry. Jerry wants to be in front of everybody in televisions and radio shows and all the different stuff. And therefore, he communicates this to the public. And the first thing we do is we go, oh, Jerry just wants him back out there. They should slow it down. It's like, no, he's ready to go. If he's ready to go, let him go.
Well, I mean, I don't know. He prefaced it by saying, yeah, and remember, I'm being very, very optimistic. 2 weeks, very optimistic. So, I mean, he kind of like straddles that line where, okay, best case scenario, this, but I'm not saying that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
He couches it.
I still have my brain on baseball right now because we had Buster only before and we were talking Yankees.
What are you talking about? We got Giants Cowboys on Monday Night Max? Football.
I know.
We're all going to the game. Well, what the hell are you talking
reason,
about?
The reason I bring it up is because I'm going to transition.
Max might not be able to go.
I'm going to. Why? It's Monday. Yeah, I'm going to watch it with one eye. what do you think I've been doing all summer? Basically looking at everything with one eye. But the reason I bring that up is I just thought of another angle on Aaron Judge that no one's talking about. But
man, you just made a hard left.
The reason I bring that up is because when you compare in New York, especially when
so
we
now
look
we're
at,
actually talking about the Yankees.
We're going to talk about the Giants in a second. We like to compare, you know, people to past greats. There's been so many in this town. Micah Parsons is a game wrecker, and I said the Cowboys would have a chance to win games because a lot of weeks he's going to be the best player on either side of the field, and. Sure enough, they won, and Parsons had 10. You brought the stat up, Jay. 10 of the 15 pressures. 10 out of 15 to go with the two sacks. And the question is, that I'm going to ask, is he really the next LT? And if you say no reflexively, oh, it's too soon to say that. Give me a name of someone who reminds you more of LT this, you know, early in his career than Parsons, who an overall linebacker who can do everything, not just rush the passer.
can run around and chase guys at positions he really shouldn't be able to, right? I can't think of one more than Parsons, right? Can you think of a name that reminds you more of LT than Micah Parsons?
Here's what I would say, though, Max, because I was young in early LT, I don't remember like I do older LT because I was young. I mean, I don't really remember. I mean, but as far as let's do it this way, let's say somebody who can change a game and wreak havoc on you at all times, no matter what the case is, it would be guys like Von Miller, DeMarcus Ware. Those are the type of pass rush specialists that you can't account for that will change a game in a heartbeat.
Yeah, he can definitely do that, but he can also chase around. What do you want him to do? Chase around a tight end, a running back, a wide out, anybody. You all right, Key?
What's going on?
You okay?
Hey, how much blame should Mitch Trubisky shoulder for the Steelers' offensive struggles? And by the way, I'm going to reveal my big thought on Aaron Judge.
What are you laughing at?
It's yet the next thing everyone's going to start talking about. And I'm going to talk about it today on this Just In, 2 p.m. Eastern on ESPN.
Stuck in my throat.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Guys, I just had a big thought.
An epiphany?
About Aaron Judge. I cannot believe no one's talking about this. You know, I talk about the steroids era and how I'm not counting 73, 70, or 66. Get out of here with that. I'm talking about the clean record, right? But there's something more that Aaron Judge just did that Roger Maris didn't even do. Because when Babe Ruth set the record, he hit 60 in a season, right? The season was 154 games long. Roger Maris broke it in 1961. That was the year they expanded, Key, to 162 games. So the whole thing, the old timers, were all like, hold up. He got 8 extra games to do it, Maris. And Maris did it on the last game of the season, hit 61. No, it doesn't count. They wanted to put an asterisk, right? They wanted to say, you got to do it in 154 games. Guys, the Yankees played 147 games this year. Aaron Judge has 7 more games to hit his 61st home run and break the 154-game original record that Roger Maris didn't even break from Babe Ruth. He can break Babe Ruth's record and Roger Maris's record this year. That has not been done. All the old-timers who tried to hold it against Maris, it's over. He's the home run champ, period. No asterisk. You see what I'm saying?
I do.
If you're over 80 years old, this is a big deal.
I'm wondering what demographic you're talking to, but okay, Key.
Yeah, all right. I can only go off of the things that I saw personally. I can't go off of the 1920s and stuff like that. I know the record book says something different.
But Key, if you had a receiver, let's say there's a football record that's set. I'm trying to think of the most well-known one in 16 games, right? or in 12 games.
Touchdowns,
right. So you have the 12-game record. Then someone has 60. Oh, they broke the record. But the dudes from the 12-game era go, timeout. You didn't do that in 12. You did it in 16. Right, or someone comes along now and breaks a record, they had that extra game, but did they do it in 16 games? Right? Well, that was a big deal in baseball when that happened. Judge can do it now.
So the traditionalists will have nothing left to say. There's nothing more you can say.
Judge, they're gonna find something though, Jay. You know how I go. Yeah. You're gonna have what's your guy? You know your guy.
Me? Chris Russo.
Chris Russo?
Russo. You're gonna have him say, you know, come on. You know,
oh, Russo would eat this. Oh, he'd love this. This would be so delicious to Russo. No, he'd love this.
Hey, Chris,
you're going to do it in 154 games, 61 home runs, 62 home runs.
I've already had people start texting me saying things like, well, all of a sudden, you know, he's been injury plagued, and now all of a sudden he's healthy playing at this rate.
He was healthy. One of the reasons I thought he could do it, he played 148 games last year.
I didn't say it was me. I just said I had people texting me saying that kind of stuff. That's all.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying I've done it again. If you're in the AARP,
keep figuring it out.
If you're in some kind of senior citizens group, you care a lot about what I just said. True. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm going to pay it off because I just did it during the extra content. I'll do it in 10 seconds.
But hold on, Max. I was going to say real quickly. The best is while Key was saying you guys built the stage, if you could have seen the camera was on both Pat and James, right? And James is like, yeah, sure. Right? Like, whatever. Pat kind of looked down at his outfit like, am I wearing something that looks like I would build a stage?
We were talking primarily to James.
No, you got
to
know how to work it, though, Jay.
I have a wrestling t-shirt on this morning, so yeah. I'll build a stage.
I'll build a stage. It's nothing. It's no disrespect to them. It's not like it's right. There's no disrespect. Yeah. There's no. I'm not.
Yeah.
You know, it's just they could
salt them a little.
You know,
bit,
you just looked a certain way. If you just looked a certain way and you stand there,
we just look like roadies, is what you're saying.
Stop what I said.
What is that?
It's true.
If you just look like Pat, then you probably.
No, if you look like you belong, like nobody. Is wearing a suit.
Belong to what?
Blue collar, Pat. Blue collar.
No, it looks
like roadies.
Keep going, Keith. Please.
It just, it looks like especially James. James, because of the facial hair, in the t-shirt, in the ponytail, it looks like he belongs as Roadie. Part of the wrestling 100%. Team.
Why Shannon That's turn the all. Lights on? Damn, they turn
look
the lights
at him.
On
you
for
can't
y'all.
Tell me that Everybody he doesn't look like. You know, he got the nice t-shirt on with the face. He got the hair, beard.
James is accepting of this. Pat looks like he's insulted.
Yeah, but Pat, also, here's one before we move on, Max. Pat can always look the way he looks and say, my dad owns the venue. And
my
get away
dad
with it.
Does not
white
own
privilege.
Anything.
White privilege.
You saying that. I didn't say anything about white privilege.
Max, that's right. I said it.
Why is Max? Jeez, Max.
You're going to have to pry the white privilege out of my dead cold hands.
And if he walks past the security, hey, how you doing there, Mr. Costello? And you keep it moving. And you know, you got to know how to work it, man. You got to know how to work it, Jay. I'm just telling you. I'm giving him a little bit of insight on how to get what they need.
He's not wrong. He's just giving you a little tricks of the trade, Pat. Uh-huh. You know, I don't know why you're so hostile.
Yeah, Pat's insulted that I'm trying to help him get backstage when the actual task told him, no, I'm trying to beat the system. And, well, Pat probably knows how to beat the system already, but you know what I'm saying, Max.
I'll get a hammer.
You know.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Max. Take it away.
I'm going to pay
take
off
it away
real quick
Aaron
because
Judge.
Not everyone hears the extra content. The record I'm referring to that no one's talking about for Aaron Judge is when Roger Maris broke Babe Ruth's home run record, hit 61. All the press back then who loved Babe Ruth, oh, he didn't do it in 154 games because they'd expanded to 162 games, right? He did it in his 162nd game. Not fair. Well, Aaron Judge, they've only played 147 games. He just hit his 60th. If he hits his 61st before they hit 154, he'll have broken the record that Babe Ruth sent clean, like officially. No, now, if you're a senior citizen, you'll really appreciate what I said. If you're over the age of 85, you'll love this. This is caused a sensation among senior citizen sports fans, Key.
Hence, we are trying to 1927, man. I wasn't born.
To a younger demographic.
So, the Pittsburgh Steelers at Cleveland Browns.
Wasn't born, man. Wasn't born, Max.
Steelers are
20s now?
Wait, hold on. Who's favored on Thursday night? That looks like the Browns are favored. Browns are favored at home over the Steelers?
4-point favorite.
Wow.
I mean, that's what it,
look at this.
The Browns are a better team than the Steelers, man.
I don't know, man.
The Browns are a better team than the Steelers. Y'all tripping.
Really?
It was four and a hook?
Four and a hook?
You really think that the Steelers are a better team? I know we like Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin's my guy.
No, I can't say that.
But the Browns are a better team.
Oh, I mean, look, if you want to go talent for talent, but a team is more than that. Trubisky can hold it down, just like Brissett can hold it down.
One should have been 2-0, and Trubisky is not better
than Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt. If I hold it down, I mean hold the score down.
Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt, nice like their running backs. Game.
They got Amari Cooper. They got defense and Miles Garrett. I mean, like, stop, man. They're supposed to win that game.
I don't know, though.
And the New York Jets, they screwed that up. If Chubb, instead of – was it Chubb? Yeah, Chubb. Instead of Chubb scoring the touchdown.
Yeah, that's a blunder.
Just, come on, man.
But here's the thing about Tomlin, guys. When he went 8-8-1 with Mason Rudolph. But the point, no, now not. You got to win at least like 9 unless you have a tie. Key, these are just the kind of games that Tomlin wins. I know the Browns are at home, but you got to find the wins in the schedule. It's not like the Browns are some unbeatable team.
Are you taking the Steelers to cover?
Is that what you're selling me on right now? I think the Steelers are going to win this game.
No.
I think the Steelers win this game.
Can we bet? Can we have a real bet straight up?
No, I don't feel that strongly about it, but I think they're going to win.
You just gave me a whole argument. Like, this is why this Tomlin
wins
this type
of
games.
I'll bet you $1.
No. I want to see if you really believe your picks.
Well, I do, but it's not like I feel like it's like, what would I say? I'd say I give the Steelers a 55-45 shot to win. I'd make a 55 Steelers, 45 Browns.
Why don't you just make it 50-50 then, Max? Damn.
Because I'm saying I do lean toward the Steelers. You got to find wins in the schedule for a Tomlin team.
I'll give you the points. $100. Let's go.
I'm not betting $100.
Why not? See, that's what I'm saying. See, Key, the slickness. He gonna make me believe that the Steelers, but he don't want to bet.
I'll bet you a dollar, like a gentleman's bet.
He's not gonna make you believe. He's going to try and make you believe. I love Max.
But see, I'm not a degenerate gambler. This guy
it's not
can't,
a degenerate.
This guy, Key, this guy can't get out of bed unless there's a $100 bet somewhere.
I'm just saying, if I'm going to sell you on something,
some people have coffee. He has $100 bets.
Key, you know what I'm saying? If I'm going to sell you on something, I'm willing to put money on what I'm selling because I believe it.
Well, I think the Browns are a better football team because, in my opinion, they got the better quarterback. They got the better foundation at that position right now. There is no if we should play Mitch Trubisky or if we should play. There's none of that.
Right.
There is Jacoby Brissett's the guy. Here's what we're doing. They got two running backs. They got Amari Cooper, and they got a defense that's playing okay football. They should be 2-0, okay? And I don't think going into, the Steelers are going into Cleveland with a lot of questions about a position that's extremely important in the National Football League, and that's at the quarterback spot. Their offensive line isn't great. And so because of that, the Browns should win the game. I don't know, point spread, 4.5.
You think Tomlin's going to have a losing season, Key?
I don't
it's gonna be close.
Think that he's going to have a losing
okay, me neither. So let me just tell you the schedule. Tell me the wins. You're going to have to find some wins in here, right? The Steelers right now are 1-1. They lost a close one to the Patriots. So the Browns this week at Cleveland, you're saying is a loss. They'll be 1-2. I think it's a win. They're 2-1. Then the Jets are at Pittsburgh.
They beat them.
That's a win.
Okay, that's a win right there. That's one win. So let's just count wins. That's one win for you guys. Steelers at Bills.
Loss.
So we're still on one win. Bucks at Steelers.
Win.
Oh, you like the Bucks because they're at home. Steelers because they're at home. So you got two wins. Steelers
at
Dolphins.
Loss.
Steelers at Eagles.
Loss.
Win.
Saints at Steelers. Key's got them on three. Saints at Steelers.
Loss.
Bengals at Steelers.
Win.
That's four wins. Steelers at Colts.
Win.
Five. Steelers at Falcons. Ravens at Steelers.
Loss.
Steelers at Panthers.
Win.
Raiders at Steelers.
Win.
Oh, okay, so you're going to get there.
That one, man.
Steelers at Ravens.
Loss.
Loss.
Browns at Steelers. You're going to say they're going to win at home, and there's their win. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.